Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And indeed, where do we begin? IFP spokesperson for Community Safety Liaison in KwaZulu-Natal has said the party is very concerned that similar incidents have occurred in Gauteng with liquor outlets, hotspots for criminal activity. And what are we talking about? Of course, the call for an urgent investigation into the Pieter Maritzburg Tavern attack. And what a terrible weekend it was across the country in terms of this. The IFP in KwaZulu-Natal says it's shocked by the killing of four people in the tavern in Sweet Waters, Pieter Maritzburg, and has called for the four KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner to institute an urgent investigation. We wanted to try and understand a little bit more about this story. What on earth is going on? Les Govender, IFP KwaZulu-Natal member of a provincial legislature. Good morning. Thanks for joining us after what is really quite a horrific weekend.
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, indeed, you know, this has been a real tragic and unfortunate weekend for KwaZulu-Natal in view of the fact that we are still reeling from so many other incidents that have rocked our province, you know, the looting and the social unrest and the floods and things like that. And now to be faced with a human-made, you know, tragedy, it sets our province back. And, you know, we are still recovering from the economic downturn. And the province really cannot afford to have this kind of devastating impact, especially on our tourism sector.
Do we have any sense as to what the cause of this incident was?
Well, if we were to analyze, what has happened, Howard, we would think that this comes down to blatant criminality, and of course, you know, such incidents would take place if law enforcement did not have their ears on the ground in terms of having crime intelligence that would be able to inform the security cluster in terms of what is happening, you know, in various communities. And, also it'll come down to the issue of the proliferation of illegal firearms because a person with a legal licensed firearm will not go about randomly shooting people. So, there needs to be tighter laws in terms of firearms that are out there in the hands of criminals.
A few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we had the terrible incident where 21 or 22 youngsters died mysteriously. We still don't know the cause of that. That investigation or those causes have never been revealed to us, which I think is a complete disgrace. And now, 2 weeks later, we're seeing these similar incidents, but obviously not exactly the same because we don't actually know throughout the country. Do you think that there is some form of link between all of them? Why all of a sudden are we seeing tavern tragedies happening when we haven't really seen this before?
Well, you know, if you were to look at it, I don't know whether it is some kind of copycat crime, you know, copying what is happening, in America. And, we see this sort of thing happening here. But until such time we get the police to, you know, to give us answers in terms of their own investigation, it will be inappropriate for us to point fingers in any particular direction. But if you look at, you know, that the venues are all bars, shebeens, nightclubs, and things like that. So the IFP would like to see that there is stricter compliance in terms of liquor bylaws, in terms of licensing of the liquor outlet, the shebeens and taverns. Because as it stands right now, KZN has over 6,000 legal liquor outlets. And really, the Department of Economic Development should ensure that more licenses are not just, given to people to run, taverns, especially when there is no compliance. And, I would like also to urge, the MEC to make sure that we have compliance officers, inspectors who regularly go around and inspect these various premises to see that they are complying in terms of safety, in terms of underage consumers and things like that. And maybe in that way, we will be able to put a stop to this kind of tragic incidents.
Absolutely, and I think that's a very good point. It really calls for regulation. It calls for inspections to make sure that the places are being run reasonably safely, so that people can indeed go out and enjoy themselves without fear of a tragedy. Les Govender, IFP KwaZulu-Natal member of the Provincial Legislature. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.